This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Jacob Schluter, the Marketing Director of Wildlife Safari. On Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, I know a lot has been going on at Wildlife Safari during this holiday season. How's it all been going?
It's all been going great. You know, we just finished up. We wrapped up our Christmas events. They were incredibly popular this year. I think people are excited to be out and go and do things. And so that was really fun. And we're headed now into preparing for Valentine's Day and for spring break.
And this time of year, a lot of folks have relatives coming through as well. Talk about what they might see if they come and do a drive-through over the Christmas break.
Absolutely, and now's a really good time, especially if you haven't been to the park in a little while. We've got a new lion lookout. It's a really cool exhibit that has doubled the size of our lion areas. The lions can go and they can sun themselves on a great big sort of pride rock area. We're really proud of that. We've got up in the North American Canyon, one thing we're really excited about is about halfway through, we've built a new exhibit for red wolves, and they have arrived, and they're here, and they're just really beautiful animals. They're really, really cool. They're critically endangered. They have a great conservation story, and they're a cool thing to have kind of in that area where there kind of was just a roaming canyon. There wasn't a whole lot to see up there. Other than that, as you continue through the park, you've got, of course, elephants. Butch, the new elephant, he's been there a little while. He's getting used to everything, so he's out and about more. He's exciting to see. He helped us with our Christmas events, took some pictures for people. So he's a really cool addition to the park. Other than that, you head out. You've got, of course, cheetah cubs always that are growing up at the park. We've decided to keep our feed booth open. The feed booth is an immensely immersive experience for people to get out and actually participate in some of the animal care that we do. And we usually close that for the wintertime, but we've decided to keep it open this year for folks. So that's really exciting as well.
Wow, a lot of things happening. I know you've had some other events before the holidays. And what's the turnout been of folks over the past few months at Wildlife Safari?
It's been great. You know, our attendance is not at COVID levels. You know, we were really a respite for people, I think, when there was nothing else to do and everything was closed. And we saw a lot of folks then, but we're actually seeing our trending is that we're doing much better than a typical year still, which is really cool. So we've got a lot of people still experiencing Wildlife Safari, even in the sort of off months here, the quiet months for us.
So how far away do some of your visitors come from? I mean, folks are passing through for a variety of reasons, but as you take a look at credit card info, license plates, all that, where are some of the folks from?
We get a lot of people that travel I-5, so we're seeing a noticeable amount of people from actually Southern California now. It's getting sort of, as each year, we get a little further and further out, so we see the sort of northern tip of Washington all the way down to Southern California. And we see quite a few international visitors as well. So we see people, we have a lot of people from India, a lot of people from France, people that come and kind of make the trip and they see Crater Lake, you know, and they want to go to the ocean and they want to stop at Wildlife Safari while they're doing it. So people sit around their tables and they plan their trips and we're kind of a part of that, which is very exciting.
Well, as you continue moving forward, going into next year, if folks think about maybe their own extended family or their own family directly, talk about the membership options that are available.
Membership is a great way it's a great way that we engage with the public. Of course, we have the free Safari Village, which is always open and available for people. But for people who love the drive-through, we've got membership options, and we've got we're going through those like crazy right now because of course the gifting season. But for about the basic membership is about $220, and it's completely free, unlimited access to the drive-through, and we're open. It comes with some other discounts throughout the park on food, on the gift shop. So it makes a great gift, and it's a great thing to have when your family does come to visit.
I know you've been continually upgrading things. What are some of the projects that lie ahead in the next few months?
Yeah, we've actually broken ground on a big one for us. It's a new giraffe barn that was the last fundraiser that we did. We're very excited about that. That's going to give people more access to the giraffes. It's going to allow us to have more giraffes, which will be really cool. So, I mean, imagine the hillside just full of giraffes. That'll be a really, really cool addition. But the barn itself is going to be an encounter barn. So we'll have the ability to take people out. They can get out of kind of take a bus and get out and go and feed the animals and really get to know them. And we're really excited about that one because it's also going to be handicap accessible. So we think that's really cool, that giraffe barn. Other than that, we're working on some facelifting. You'll see if you come to the Safari Village, you'll notice that we've made some changes. Some things are gone, some new things are in. We're working on some lion area stuff. So we're constantly doing stuff at the park.
And as I recall from the fundraiser, you were just talking about the big project. Doesn't it allow folks to get a little bit more at a giraffe's level?
It does. You actually go up to the giraffe, which is a really cool thing, especially when you consider that it's, you know, accessible. You actually go up to the giraffe. You sort of go up this ramp, and you're at the giraffe's, like you said, the giraffe's level.
Well, that was one of my favorite ones, looking at things when the fundraiser happened. I thought, gosh, that is going to be cool. Any idea how many months it'll take to get that one completed?
I do not know on that one. That one's a pretty major project, so we're working on it now. We did some preparation for it, but we're still waiting on just a little bit of the funding to come in.
Well, for folks that are coming this time of year, talk about the hours you're open, things people ought to know.
Yeah, we're open from 9 to 4 right now. That's the drive-thru and the village. The last car is allowed into the drive-thru at 4. So if you don't get here before that, don't worry about it. We allow people in up until 4. The village is open. The gift shop is open. The restaurant is open. Everything is kind of active right now. Whether you're going to come to the village or you're going to come to the drive-thru, there's lots and lots to see and do. It's one of the big, you know, it's a message that we struggle with, is that it's one of the cooler times to kind of visit the park, is that the animals are a lot more active. They're a lot more engaged. They're happy with the cooler weather, just like we are. So it's a great time to visit. The crowds, you know, there's no crowds. It's very intimate. It's a very cool experience.
All right, Jacob Schluter, Marketing Director at Wildlife Safari. Jacob, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having us.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.